In the Loop podcast, a podcast that is inspired by the Western culture and the rodeo industry. I am your host, Jordan Joe Hullabaugh, professional rodeo athlete, business owner, married to my best friend, full-time cowgirl, and I am blessed to get to do what I love to do each and every day. My goal is to promote this industry and specifically the sport of breakaway roping. On In the Loop podcast, we are bringing you behind-the-scenes stories of what real life looks like every day, from cowgirls, cowboys, industry producers, leaders, trailblazers, you name it, we talk about it. We are sharing stories of this Western culture and the lifestyle that they live daily. Join me as we share these stories of the amazing triumphs, trials, and victories, defining moments that we all have along this journey of the amazing way of life that we live. You are officially in the loop. Let's get to it. Okay, guys, so we are here today with probably, I'm going to say, the biggest announcement in the breakaway roping world that we have had to date. And I am so honored to be able to bring this to you. I am sitting here with Chris Neal from CN Productions. And I don't know if you heard the little snippet on the Cowboy Channel yesterday, but oh yeah, they're going to add $1 million breakaway roping. Kimes Ranch is bringing you the $1 million breakaway roping. And so, Chris Neal, thank you for coming to the show today and share with us all the good news.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for having me. And so it's just plumb wild and so exciting for breakaway and for you professional women in the sport now. Kimes Ranch, thank them. Every breakaway roper in the country, I think, should hug their neck when they see them. So it's huge. It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona, Thanksgiving weekend, $1 million payout, full 10 round finals. So super excited. We're making it happen.
I love that. You're making it happen. And so you and I had this conversation and I was like pinching myself literally. Cause I'm like, wait, you're doing what? Like, we're pretty much giving the breakaway ropers and every breakaway roper, anybody and everybody who is a woman breakaway roper has the opportunity from the age of, I'm going to say 5, maybe we get a 5-year-old. I don't know. Till as much as you want to do it. Anybody and everybody can enter this breakaway roping. $1 million payout, 10 rounds average. It's going to be like an NFR breakaway, but Kimes Ranch breakaway. So talk about why did you guys want to do this? Why did Kimes Ranch and CN Productions team up and decide that you guys wanted to give us breakaway ropers this huge opportunity?
So it kind of all started. I mean, I've been kicking it around for a while as far as, you know, the whole thing, as far as everyone trying to get it into Thomas and Mack and into the national finals and equal money and all that. Like, my brain has just been going, you know, I've just been brainstorming, thinking, like, what can we do? What can we do? How can we help? And, could we put on a breakaway of that magnitude? How can we put it together? And I mean, I talked to a few people, Dr. Reggie Probst with Quanta. I talked to some of my contacts. I just had this vision kind of, and I was sitting with Lindsay at South Point during the second day of the finals this past year out there. And we were watching the breakaway that day. And I don't know, I just heard, I got to visiting and got to talking, and I was like, why don't we just do this? Let's just have our own thing. You know, we can bring this one in and that one in. And I don't know, if we get all the right people involved, like, we can make this happen, you know? So we talked, and that was really all that was said. And I kind of thought it went in one ear and out the other with Lindsay and Kimes. And after that, I had a few meetings and a few talks with a few people in the industry that I really am close with and respect and, you know, kind of trust. And the more I thought about it, honestly, I'd kind of talk myself out of it. I thought, I don't know if that's a great idea. I don't know if we can pull it off. We don't have a qualifying system. We don't have rodeos through the year. Like, how are they going to earn their spot? Yeah, I don't know. And then, you know, it's Christmas, it's New Year's, and then boom, it's January market and it's time for the new year and I've got all my events coming up. And so it just kind of was a great thought, but nothing. And then, so I'm at market and go see my people Kimes that I love and sponsor all my events, you know, and have for a long time and a great partnership. And Matt and Amanda, I think it was Amanda actually that said that day, so what you guys were talking about out there in Vegas, we think we want to do that. And I'm like, what? And they're like, you know, the breakaway, the $1 million breakaway. And I'm like, well, I've kind of really thought about that. And I've talked to, I don't know if that's such a great idea financially. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that. I was just kind of talking. And they're like, no, we want to do it. And I'm like, are you serious? They're like, we're serious. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So we talked for a few minutes. I was pretty much speechless and wasn't sure. And I had not thought about it in a month. And I was just like, I'll tell you what, I'm going to come back tomorrow and meet with you guys. Let me think on this. Y'all sleep on it. Cause this is huge. So huge. You don't even understand where my mind was going. You know,
your squirrels were just running all over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, unbelievable. And I was like, I'm going to come back tomorrow. And then I want to ask you the question again. So I came back. I was like, so what do you think? And they're like, we contacted the facility and we put in a request for an artist and getting some things booked and like, we're doing it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, y'all are serious. So here we are. And it has been a mad storm ever since between the whole Kimes Ranch team and myself and part of my crew on thoughts and ideas and where things are going. And oh my gosh, but it's just unbelievable that it's actually going to happen.
It's going to happen. I keep saying that. It's going to happen. Thanksgiving weekend. This is going to happen. 2024. So I love the fact that you were talking about your vision. And that's one thing that you and I have always, I've really admired you for it, and I've looked up to you a lot, but you've had a vision for breakaway roping in general, for calf roping, for the passion of the sport, which you also were a calf roper. I mean, I think you even roped at Cheyenne last year, if I don't remember correctly. I saw you there. You were entered. So you love the sport of rodeo and especially tie down roping, breakaway roping. And you have really, you've put your vision, your mission, your passion into growing that for everybody, for the youth of the sport, for our open professional athletes as a whole. And I admire you for that. And CN Productions, if you guys don't know, and you haven't been to any of the Rising Stars, Vegas Stars, Oklahoma's Richest, all the things, it's grown from, hey, this is something that you might go to over Memorial Day or Thanksgiving weekend to like, hey, we're not having Thanksgiving, Grandma. We're going to Rising Stars. And so I think that that is so neat that you've done that. And now you're just adding on with the Kimes Ranch. So talk a little bit about, I know that, you know, as a breakaway roper, this year, my word of this year is just thankful. Because there are so many people, so many associations that have literally stepped in, given us the opportunity to be professional women athletes. And yes, to me, as where I'm at in my journey in life and my profession, I wouldn't have it any other way. And I strive to be a better professional athlete each and every day. And so the PRCA, WPRA, WCRA, the American, all of these associations, the Chris Neal, CN Productions, now Kimes Ranch, have given us these opportunities to compete at a level and earn money as professional women's athletes. And I love it. I'm absolutely ecstatic about it. Not just for myself, for the girls that have gone before us and paved this way, for the men that have gone before us, paved this way, for the girls that are coming up after us that are going to get to reap all these benefits. You lucky little snots. Just kidding. I mean, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. And so talk a little bit about the process, because obviously you guys have this huge idea. And you know, I know as a professional breakaway roper, I'm going to all these PRCA rodeos, WPRA rodeos right now. Like, our dream is to rope at the same equivalent as the boys and the girls and the other cowboys and cowgirls at $30,000 rounds and $70,000 average at the Thomas and Mack. You know, I think that's a huge dream for all of us, but yet there's more outlets now, you know, for women that maybe have made the choice to stay home and be a mom or be a wife or have a job or whatever, but they still want to breakaway rope. So there's all these outlets. So dive into a little bit about how the process came about and how you guys ended up deciding Scottsdale was your venue.
So first I will say, Kimes Ranch 100% has the right heart in place for you ladies and are truly advocating for the breakaway ropers and this sport while it is flourishing. So I know they have had meetings with PRCA. They have presented them with some ideas, some financial commitments, and all the things, trying to see what we could do for the breakaway and the Thomas and Mack situation and getting you ladies on that same level and playing field. Obviously, they're right now, whether the timing's not right or there's some limitations there on logistics. And I mean, there is a lot more to it than everyone sees. You know, I know I'm kind of that find a way, make a way kind of person. But reality, too, there is a lot of things that factor into something that is that huge, you know.
Right.
So with that being said, you know, basically Kimes went down all the right channels and tried to advocate for you ladies and is going to continue to no matter what happens with this. And we hope in 2025 you ladies get to the Thomas and Mack, you know.
Right.
So we are CM Productions, Kimes Ranch. Kimes Breakaway is 100% all in for breakaway and for women in this sport. But for now, that can't happen. And so we're like, okay, what can we do? And we just started putting it together. And that's kind of my jam and what I love as far as coming up with the format, figuring out how you can do things and get there and like coming up with that. So I sat down and kind of put all that together. Of course, you know, they're right there in Arizona. Kimes Ranch is right in Arizona. Scottsdale is 30 minutes, 45 minutes away. And West World is the facility it's going to be at. I actually flew out there and met with them and walked the facility and everything. It's a very nice venue. Tons of stalls, RV hookups, several arenas. It's very nice. Beautiful out there, by the way. Warm. They say it's 80 degrees in Thanksgiving in Scottsdale. It just made sense to have it there. And then, you know, they were like, when are we going to, we need to do it kind of towards the end of the year. We're thinking like early November, mid-November. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, everyone is coming for Vegas. Now, I think the next 7 years, Thanksgiving weekend and the NFR are back-to-back weeks. You know, last year we had that week gap, but this year it goes right back to back-to-back weekends. So on that Sunday or that weekend after Thanksgiving, there's literally like 4 days till NFR starts. And it's that way for the next 7 years, I know. So I'm like, the prime time to do this is Thanksgiving weekend. And they're like, yeah, that's great. And everyone's on their way to Vegas. And, you know, Vegas is so big now. And I said, well, there's one small problem with that. I have this event called Rising Stars that I've been
a small for 20, event
22 years in Oklahoma and at Lazy E. And they're like, well, that's fine. You can just have someone run that. And then you can be out here and we'll do this. And we can have them both the same weekend. I'm like, I don't think that's going to work. I'm like, no, I can't have Rising Stars at Lazy E and me not be there. That won't work. I said, for this to work, it would have to come and be in conjunction with this, which could be huge and is exciting. And let me think on that. And so after a lot of thought, because that wasn't an easy decision for me, you know, to move an event that was that established and in Oklahoma and at Lazy E, and I have a great partnership there. And, you know, I called and talked to Dan Wall, the general manager there, and I 100% got his blessing. He was excited. He thought it was great. And he's like, man, you can't pass up this opportunity. He's like, we're support you in however we can. And he said, I know you well enough that you've thought about this every which direction, or you wouldn't even have called me on making this decision. So, you know, go for it. And so that really helped me, honestly, on the decision. You know, youth is where, I mean, this is a $1 million breakaway open to the world, but the youth has always been where my heart and passion has been and what we've grown seeing productions on over the years. The youth is becoming so big in Vegas during NFR, all the things around there. And so it's only like 4.5 to 5 hours from Scottsdale to Las Vegas. So I think it's going to tie in really well and make sense. And so we just basically, to make it all work, that was a decision that kind of had to be made for me to be involved. And so it was a no-brainer for me to make that decision for all of that to happen so that this million-dollar breakaway could come into place.
And come into fruition, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and a couple things I want to say. So Rising Stars is obviously true to your heart. You know, CN Productions, you guys have a full year of youth events, and you have built that up and continued to add and add and add. We start Memorial Day weekend with Future Stars. Then we have Oklahoma's Richest. Then we have Rising Stars, Thanksgiving, Row for the Crown at Vegas, Junior Las Vegas, Row for the Crown, all the things. So I think that I respect that it was a hard decision, but I'm also excited for the future of what's to come, because now it's almost going to be like a little mini tour. You know, we go to Oklahoma and then, hey, we're headed to Arizona. What a nice new change over Thanksgiving. I'm excited. I don't know what Thanksgiving looks like in Arizona. I haven't been there yet. So I'm like, whoa, this will be fun. And so I know that it was a hard decision, and it's a huge place in all of our hearts. Like, that's where we've spent so many Thanksgivings, and change is difficult, but I also think that it's the change for the better and the growth of the sport overall, for all of the youth, for the middle, you know, high school to college, to open, to all the things. And so it's exciting.
And one thing on that, on the, you know, youth ropings like Rising Stars, there wasn't very many of them back in mine and your day when we were in youth age groups, which has been a minute ago. But now it seems like they're every other weekend or every weekend, you know, especially in Oklahoma and Texas. And so that was another thing, you know, to have a Rising Stars type of youth event to move to the western part out there. So I think, you know, obviously we're going to lose a few Oklahoma, Texas, this part of the country that's not going to come. The ones that aren't going on to Vegas probably aren't going to drive to Scottsdale. So we are going to lose a few there. But just think of the magnitude of what this is going to do to have a youth event like that in Arizona for New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, all of those kids out in that part of the country, that we're going to get so many new ones to be a part of this. And so exciting. And so I think it's just it's a great new wave on Thanksgiving and Scottsdale and from Oklahoma's Richest, the road to Scottsdale, the whole thing, and then right on to Vegas. And so it's going to really tie in and be pretty darn exciting. So
Westworld is going to become Breakaway World. I mean, it's going to be invaded by women.
There you go.
So
rename it.
Yeah. The road to the breakaway world. So it's going to be huge. And I'm very excited. You know, I mean, how cool would it be to, and I think this as a rodeo kid, you know, we never really went on vacations. We went to events, you know, we went to Rising Stars, or we went to Las Vegas Stars, whatever that is. So it's like, okay, hey, maybe this year we're going to Westworld for Thanksgiving, and then we're going to ease over to Vegas, and we're going to rope at Las Vegas Stars, and then we're going to come home and celebrate Christmas, because we bought Christmas on Thanksgiving and in Vegas. So I think it's going to be really exciting. I commend you for making a difficult decision and moving that. We will dive in. We're going to have another episode, y'all, when it gets closer to time, when we have everything more spread out on all the details and kind of keep everybody in the loop. But I know it was a difficult change. I'm excited. I think it will be something great for everybody as a whole. I can't wait to see all the little kiddos out in Arizona that get to go to their first ever Rising Stars in Scottsdale. Going to be huge. So let's dive into this format here. I mean, we've told everybody, hey, oh yeah, by the way, it's $1 million breakaway, biggest deal ever. So how do we get involved? What is the format? How do we get our chance to back in the box and rope at this $1 million Kimes Ranch breakaway?
Absolutely. So first off, everyone's got the chance. Come one, come all, anybody. No qualification necessary to enter the qualifier, no membership required, no age limit, and no limit on how many we're going to take. So that's first and foremost. So everyone can play. We're looking for the masses. So if you swing a breakaway rope, we want you to be a part of this event. It's pretty simple. There's basically only three ways to get to the $1 million breakaway finals. First qualifier will be in conjunction with Oklahoma's Richest at the Lazy E Arena, October 18th through the 20th. So we will have three full qualifying rounds at the Lazy E during Oklahoma's Richest. So from that first qualifier, we will take the top 20 in each go round. So that's 60 ladies with three rounds, and then the top 20 from the three head average. So those 80 ladies will advance to Scottsdale to the semifinals. And then from there, we will have a last chance qualifier in Scottsdale on Wednesday, November 27th, the day before Thanksgiving Day. That'll be a last chance qualifier. Now, that one is limited to 250 ladies due to time restraints and all that. That's about how many for another three full rounds. That's about a 12-hour day. So from that qualifier, we're going to take the top 10 in each round up for 30, and then the top 10 in the average, so 40 from the last chance will advance to the semifinals. And then we will have a buyback round that same evening after that is over, and we will take an additional 5 from the buyback round.
Okay.
So you've got 80 from Oklahoma from the first qualifier, and then 40 from the last chance, that's 120. 5 from the buyback is 125. And then we will take the 11th through 15th position in the world standings will also advance to the semifinals without coming through the qualifying rounds. So 130 total ladies to the semifinals. From that semifinals, we will advance 15 ladies to the $1 million breakaway 10-round competition to go alongside the top 10 in the world standings.
Cool.
So the top 10 in the world standings are seeded to the finals, and the 15 qualifiers will join them. So we'll have a 25 women finals. So I love the fact of that. I really like that idea of not only giving, you know, most standard finals, it doesn't matter if it's an amateur finals all the way to the NFR, take 15 ladies or 15 contestants.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are, since we're a single event, and we're just doing this for breakaway and open breakaway, we're going to have 25 ladies to run for this kind of money instead of 15. So it really opens up the door for, yes, we're seeding the top 10 in the world because those are the ones that we are advocating for. And, you know, we had a lot of discussion over that. Do we seed the top 15? Do we seed the top 5? Do we not seed anybody and make them rope their way there? You know, how do we do this? And so for a lot of reasons, whether it be marketing purposes and ticket sales and the concert and, you know, the whole big picture of things, you know, we need those world champions there and those NFR qualifiers and those household names that are on Cowboy Channel every weekend type of thing. We need them for sure in our show. But we didn't want to make it weighted heavy, just geared towards them. So there is going to be more qualifiers advancing to this finals than there is pros that we are seeding there. So I think we have a good balance. I love, 25, the number. That was just kind of my number and the way I came up with it, and I've kind of stuck with it. So for now, we've had several try to change our mind on that, but I think that's what we're going with 100%. So it's pretty exciting that 15 ladies along with those 10 are going to get to rope at that amount of money over a 10 round competition.
Well, and I love two things I love about that. One is you are advocating, you know, in the beginning, this vision was to take the breakaway and try to match those equal funding, trying to give us this equal opportunity to the professional level, which at this time is limited. There's lots of things, like you said, that aren't working right now. And so how can you guys still help? So it is a great tool to advocate for professional women's breakaway roping. And I do think that having the top 10 in your finals is going to be an amazing event. Secondly, giving 15 ladies the opportunity to compete at this event of any ladies, anybody, any, like you said, any woman who swings a breakaway rope is amazing to know. Like, I'm excited just to know, like, the opportunity is there. And I'm sitting here looking at this payout, 10 go around. Once you get, so you go to Oklahoma's Richest, get your qualifying spot there. If you don't, you can enter Scottsdale, limited to 250, last chance. You know, if not, you buy back, you know, figure out a way to get into this event. It's going to be huge. Please. When you do get in there and you do get to the semifinals, we have your top 25 ladies. They get 10 go rounds. First is going to pay $25,000, second $20,000, third $15,000, fourth $10,000, fifth $7,500, sixth $5,000 for 10 straight rounds. We're going to get the opportunity to run at that money.
$82,500 per go-around paid out. So a total of $825,000 in the rounds, and then $175,000 to the average for a smooth equal $1 million payout.
I mean, first in the average is going to pay $60,000. Second, $40,000, third, $30,000, fourth, $20,000, fifth, $15,000, sixth, $10,000 for winning six in the average. Like, I'm getting excited just talking about this. I mean, I know I'm a breakaway roper and I'm a little crazy. I'm partial to all the things, but this is huge. Like, this is a dream come true to know that we're getting this opportunity. And I don't know. I'm just plum tickled pink about it. I just can't wait.
Awesome. I think one thing that we missed that we'll go ahead and say about the semifinals, how you become one of those 15, mm-hmm. the way you're going to advance from that 130 that will be in that semifinal. So it's pretty clear on how you're going to get to the semifinals. You're either in the 80 from Oklahoma or the 40 from the last chance in Scottsdale. But then when we get to those 130, we will take the top three from each go around. It'll be the semifinals will be another full three rounds. Take the top three in each round, so that's nine, and the top six from the average. So those 15, that's how you advance to the finals. So, you know, I love that you're able to do it one of two ways, whether it's in the round or in the average. So if you win the first round and you also are third in the average, we'll drop down in the average to pick up to seventh. So you have two ways. So if you draw bad or happen to miss one or break a barrier or something, you're not out of it. You still have a chance in the second round or the third round, or you just rope solid and you have a chance in the average. So we'll take three from each round, six from the average. That's how we'll get our 15 that go into the finals.
And I think, you know, especially as much as breakaway has evolved in just the past 2 years, I will say, I mean, it has evolved tremendously in the past decade, 5 years. 3 years, but the last 2 years, especially this year, I mean, we have seen some astronomical times come down in this. And so there's so many variables. It's so fast. And there are so many women that rope at an exceptional level. At any point you can win. So I really like the opportunity, like you said, the format of, hey, we're taking people from the rounds. We're taking people from the average, because then it really does, like you said, the calves, it doesn't factor in as much as it could if it was just a straight average roping. Or if you do go out, you still do have a chance. And so it's worth your money. You get to run all the three calves throughout, you know, from Oklahoma's Richest, you're getting three chances. Scottsdale, you're getting three chances. Semifinals. So that's a lot of chances at money. It's going to have a huge payout, even though, I mean, say you rope it at these rope-ins and you don't exactly qualify. There's a huge payout we're going to get to run at, because I mean, I don't know how many women are going to be there. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say at least 500 at Oklahoma's Richest, maybe more. And so it's going to be one of the biggest ropings of the year just to be at, and then working our way to the road to Scottsdale and the Kimes Ranch $1 million breakaway.
100%. And I'm glad you brought that up about the payout on the qualifiers and the semifinals on the way there. Those are going to pay really well on top of the $1 million finals. So I've kind of crunched a few numbers and put a few things together. It's going to pay somewhere between $300,000 and $400,000 just through the qualifier rounds alone, you know, based on guesstimate on how many we think we're going to get, you know, at Oklahoma's Richest. You know, it's going to be where, like you said, that 500 mark is what we're kind of thinking. I don't know. It could be 350. It could be 850. I don't know.
If it's 850, we will pray for you.
I mean, I don't know. I know there's around 900 ladies in the WPRA, PRCA as far as membership goes. I know there's 3,000 in the WCRA database from coast to coast or whatever that's actively participating type of thing. I don't know how many's in our database. And, you know, I just kind of know the numbers on the women. And then the youth. Think of all these young girls that are 17, 18, 19 years old. I'm going to promise you, you better be ready with your rope, Jordan, because they're going to be entered.
Because I know
they don't have to be a certain age. And Harley Pryor from Florida, that's 15 or whatever. Everybody, and there's many more out there at that young age. And I'll guarantee you there's going to be some of that young talent that will make it all the way to this final. So that's exciting for me to put them on that stage and row for this kind of money.
Well, and you think about it, that's exciting for everybody as a whole and for our sport, because, you know, when we all start this, and especially now that there's this huge vision forming for breakaway roping, that's the end goal, is to be on these platforms and to get there. And so can you imagine a 12-year-old making her way all the way through the semifinals and roping against the top 10 in the world and having success? I mean, that's just plumb exciting to have that, you know, dream be alive out there. And hey, there's lots of chances and it can happen. 15-year-old, maybe you are a mom or a wife or have a job and you don't have the time, but hey, you can go to Oklahoma's Richest and hey, you can qualify. And maybe you take off vacation days at Thanksgiving. And oh, by the way, you might win $60,000 for winning the average at the Kimes Ranch Breakaway. I mean, the potential is endless for anybody with a breakaway rope. And that's what I love about what you guys have done. You have opened it up, because there are a lot of hard choices that you make choosing to, like, if you're professional rodeo, there's a lot of hard decisions that you have to make, and it's not for everybody. And it's not easy. Or it's like, hey, I've made a hard decision to stay home and be with my family or my whatever it may be. Maybe you're a kid. Maybe, I mean, there's so many different variables that we all go through, and this opens the door to everybody to be a part of breakaway roping.
For sure. And I'll, not very many people at this time right now when we're doing this podcast even know about this. But just for example, I've got three really good stories real fast. Just the small select few that even know about this. There's one 12-year-old I know that her eye's on the prize already, and that's Bentley Becker.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked to the Beckers.
And Rope and Little Toot.
Yeah, and, you know, she's all about it. From Keely Tatum, Brett Tatum's wife, and Trace Rios, she's going to dust off her breakaway rope and enter. You know, there's just like you said, there's all those, and all the way down to my pregnant niece, Mackenzie Spencer, that made, you know, nationals in the breakaway rope in high school and went to college and hadn't picked up a breakaway rope since. But she's like, isn't that crazy to think that, you know, I see my baby is due, and whenever I'll be 6 months, I could jump on a horse and take my breakaway rope and go swing it at one and be fast and make it through the round. And I haven't roped in however many years, 7, 8 years or whatever, and could make something like this. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, and I'm like, just hearing those stories, whether it's a 12-year-old or someone that hasn't roped in 10 years, you know, or a, you know, a mom that is supporting their kids and their business, you know, there's so many women out there that this is going to be huge for. I just think it's great that everyone is able to be a part of this. And
we need to do a
huge movement.
We need to do a Kimes commercial of women running. You remember that commercial when all the women were running down the strip at New York City? And it was like a herd of women. We need to do that with Kimes and be like, the breakaway ropers are coming. And so I do. I don't know. I'm, as we talk more, I'm like, maybe they will be 800, and maybe we do need to start praying for you now. So I don't know, but I do know
go
that
ahead,
it's
pray for me regardless.
Okay, I do know that it's exciting, and the best thing is okay. So, where do we find this info? Where do we know more? Because we've just barely touched the base of all this. And y'all, this is so new. Like, literally, Chris has not slept for weeks. I know, because he is just striving and getting all this stuff put together for us. And so, KimesRanchBreakaway.com, cnproductions.com. There will be all the information. There will be more to come. You and I are going to catch up a little bit later after you kind of maybe like the dust settles, which maybe it probably won't settle. So, but we're going to catch up a little bit later here in a couple months and really bring you all of the nitty gritty details after this all gets in place. What do you want breakaway ropers to know right now that maybe can help them, you know, furlong and make these plans?
So, I mean, the main thing right now is just put it on your calendar, mark your calendar for October 18th through the 20th at Lazy E Arena, which is pretty much dead center of the United States of America, you know, Lazy E in Guthrie, Oklahoma. So definitely put that one on your books. If you don't make that, or if you are in California or Arizona and don't want to drive to Oklahoma, you know, we have the last chance in Scottsdale, November 27th. So October 18th through the 20th. Lazy Arena, November 27th, Scottsdale. Definitely mark that on your calendar for one. KimesBreakaway.com is where you'll find all your information. We will have information on CN Productions as well with a link to KimesBreakaway.com. And, of course, social media, there's going to be several outlets. It's not going to be under a rock. You're going to see it. You're going to be able to find it out there because we will be blowing it up in all different areas.
And one thing I want to mention too, I know we have a lot of business leaders that listen to this podcast, and this is going to be a huge women's movement. Okay. If you want to be involved in this as a business owner, as Absolutely. An industry provider, how do you go about getting involved with the Kimes Ranch Million Dollar Breakaway?
Yeah, absolutely. We are looking for all supporters for Women's Breakaway. So just contact me, contact Kimes Ranch. If you know those guys personally, you know, reach out to them. You can always reach out to me on, you know, chris@cnproductions.com is my email. My cell phone number is on my website, Facebook message, whatever you need to do. But just get in touch with me and we will make it happen. We'd love to have you be a part because we're looking for everyone, because this is a huge amount of money. And you know, that $1 million is just the start of it. That's just the that's just the purse payout, not to go along with the $400,000 or $500,000 that it's going to cost to produce this magnitude of an event, with, you know, facility cost and cattle and staff and marketing and you name it. So we're definitely seeking for sponsors. We'd love to have you be involved. And I think it's a great time to be involved, and it will be a good bang for your buck. And if you're looking for the movement for Women's Breakaway, this is your place and your chance.
Yeah, I agree. I'm so excited. And it's not even, I mean, it's February. Well, I guess it's March now. So, okay. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming and telling us all about the $1 million Kimes Ranch Breakaway today. Like I said, y'all, we will be catching up later in the next couple months. So stay tuned for that, giving you all of the latest breakdown. We'll talk more about all of the CN Productions events, kind of the transition there. The only one that's changing is Rising Stars moving to Scottsdale. But we'll keep you in the loop on everything, how to get involved. And I honestly can't wait to see how many girls are at Oklahoma's Richest October 18th. I mean, it's going to be crazy. And the road to Scottsdale is going to be exciting. So thank you for joining us today. Thank you for all your hard work, for being a visionary for the breakaway ropers, an advocate for professional breakaway ropers and the youth and just women as a whole. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Jordan Joe. Thanks for having me. Great job. Appreciate it. And thanks, Kimes Ranch, to giving all of us this opportunity.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We'll catch you soon and get some sleep.
Yeah. Bye.